Boeing gets an historic order at Farnborough. Is a global CO2 standard in our near future? And Michael Huerta talks safety and training to the ALPA. This is Aero News for Friday, July 13, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, the orders continue to pile up for Boeing at the Farnborough Air Show. Thursday, the plane maker announced an order by United Continental Holdings and its wholly owned subsidiary, United Airlines, for 150 737 airplanes, including 100 of the new 737 MAX 9s. United, the world's largest airline by traffic, is the latest carrier to choose the newest member of the 737 family, which has now surpassed 10,000 orders overall. United is the North American launch customer for the 737 MAX 9. The order continues the momentum for the 737 MAX, which now has more than 1,200 orders and commitments from 18 customers. Counting all variants, the 737 program now stands at 10,039 orders, further cementing the 737 as the undisputed best-selling jetliner in the world. Meanwhile, it was all good news for Airbus as well, who won a $16.9 billion worth of business for a total of 115 aircraft at Farnborough. The commitments comprise memorandum of understanding for 61 aircraft worth $5.8 billion and firm purchase orders for 54 aircraft worth about $11.1 billion. The A350-1000 was the notable star at the show, receiving a significant endorsement from one of the world's foremost carriers, Cathay Pacific Airways. The airline not only placed 10 new orders for the model, but also converted 16 previously ordered A350-900s to the new, larger variant. The A320 family also scored at Farnborough by winning 86 commitments worth over $8.4 billion. Overall, there were 57 commitments for the current engine option A320 family, which shows that it is still the industry's benchmark single-aisle aircraft. Global Aviation moved a step closer to establishing a worldwide CO2 standard for aircraft on Tuesday as the International Civil Aviation Organization's Committee on Aviation Environmental Protection unanimously agreed to a CO2 metric system which characterizes the CO2 emissions for aircraft types with varying technologies. The CAEP agreement on the new aircraft CO2 metric system will now allow the states and observer organizations that together comprise the CAEP to move on toward the next stages in the development of an ICAO CO2 aircraft standard. So far, the European Union Emissions Trading Scheme, opposed by the United States and every other non-EU country, has been a roadblock to finalizing a full agreement at ICAO. Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta was the keynote speaker for the ALPA conference on Thursday, and he used the occasion to address ongoing safety and training concerns for airline pilots. In addressing the new pilot fatigue rule, Huerta said that it is the job of both airlines and individual pilots to combat fatigue in the cockpit, saying, quote, "Every pilot has a personal responsibility to arrive at work fit for duty. The new rule gives pilots enough time to get the rest they need," end quote. Huerta noted the rule is not a one-size-fits-all, that it accounts for different types of operations. Huerta also said that while cargo carriers are not currently covered by the fatigue rules, those companies are welcome to adopt them if they think they are necessary. In the case of the new pilot training rule, which includes stall and stick pusher training, Huerta says that they are aiming for completion in 2013, which is 3 years after Congress passed the sweeping 2010 law that created many aviation safety directives. Regional carrier SkyWest plans to acquire as many as 100 Mitsubishi regional jets in a deal announced Wednesday at the Farnborough Show, worth as much as $4 billion. The deal is part of an overall fleet replacement program at the airline. Deliveries are scheduled to begin in 2017 for the 70 to 90 seat airplanes, which are the first new commercial airliners to be produced in Japan in about half a century. And also at Farnborough, CHC Helicopter has signed a contract to acquire 10 AW-139 medium twin helicopters over the next 3 years. These aircraft will be used to perform offshore transport missions in support of the oil and gas industry. This order will bring the total of AW-139 helicopters operated and managed by this customer to 44, confirming that CHC Helicopter is the largest AW-139 user worldwide. When Aero News continues, an emergency false alarm at Farnboro, going green in the air, and the Dream Chaser is one step closer to chasing dreams.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for July 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Fire trucks at the Farnboro Air Show were seen racing toward one of the show's star attractions late Wednesday, Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. But when they got there, they discovered that the smoke that was observed coming from the vicinity of the airplane was just a smoldering ground power unit. The plane was not damaged, according to a statement from Boeing. It was preparing to depart Farnboro when the incident occurred. Reuters reports that airport management company TAG Aviation, which operates the Farnboro Airport, said it was just a minor incident and neither airport operations or the air show were disturbed. Still, it created some excitement. Assembly has been completed of an American Airlines next generation 737-800 to be used as a flying testbed for validating environmentally progressive technologies. The airplane is known as the Eco Demonstrator, and it's being outfitted with advanced technologies and test equipment before beginning a month of intense flight testing in Montana. American Airlines is loaning one of its new next-generation 737-800s to Boeing for 3 months to serve as the testbed for these advanced technologies. Each technology being fitted to the aircraft is for testing and has the goal of reducing fuel consumption, lowering noise, and testing the viability of sustainable materials. After testing, the aircraft will be returned to standard configuration and delivered to American later this year. The 2012 Eco Demonstrator Program is a partnership between Boeing, American Airlines, and the FAA. A successful test of the nose landing gear for a full-scale Dream Chaser engineering flight test vehicle has been completed by developer Sierra Nevada. Sierra Nevada tested the spacecraft's main landing gear in February. This nose landing gear test completes the milestones leading up to the upcoming approach and landing test. SNC is one of seven companies developing commercial crew transportation capabilities to ferry U.S. astronauts to and from low Earth orbit and the International Space Station. Last year, FBI agents uncovered a plot being put together by Rezwan Ferdeyes to fly model airplanes rigged with explosives into government buildings, including the U.S. Capitol and the Pentagon. While the agency had been aware of his activities for some time and had no intention of allowing him to carry out the threat, they did consider it credible. Tuesday, Ferdeyes agreed to plead guilty to two of the six charges against him and could serve up to 17 years in prison. The charges he admitted to were attempting to damage and destroy a federal building by means of an explosive and attempting to provide material support for terrorists, according to a report from CNN. The plot, which was uncovered last October, involved flying large model airplanes carrying C4 explosives into the buildings and then taking control of the buildings with a few armed individuals. In a Justice Department statement released last October, Ferdeyes, who is a U.S. citizen, planned to, quote, crowd survivors of the attack into an ever-decreasing space and dominate them, end quote. Authorities said at that time, in recorded conversations, the suspect, quote, envisioned causing a large psychological impact by killing Americans, including women and children, who he referred to as enemies of Allah, end quote. The aerospace and education communities lost a great supporter last Sunday with the passing of Velma Wallace. She was the widow of Cessna Aircraft Chairman Dwayne Wallace and a longtime supporter of Wichita State University. Her death was not a surprise, as she had been battling an illness for the past several months. Wallace has been in the news recently with her announcement of a $3 million gift to WSU. In the 1970s, she and her husband founded the Wallace Scholars Program, which covered most expenses for 10 to 15 students a year who were majoring in aerospace engineering. Some of the students admittedly found the program a bit challenging, and officials say that They would persevere simply because they did not want to let Mrs. Wallace down. Many kept in touch with her long after they had graduated. Our condolences to the Wallace family, friends, and the students at Wichita State. We invite you to keep in touch with these Aerocast by subscribing either through iTunes or on our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Glenn Moyer. Fly safe this weekend, everybody. You're now cleared for departure.